Well, this morning, reading from the gospel, coming out of the Gospel of Mark, kind of feel like with the children's program, they've shared the gospel already with us today. So this seems a little redundant, but Mark has a little different account of how the beginning of Jesus' ministry and life began. In fact, there was a meme circulating on the internet. Some of you may have seen this, kind of commenting on the different approaches that the four gospels take and sharing about the birth of Jesus or his beginning. You know, Matthew has a long genealogy and states that Jesus is the Son of God, by this long genealogy. Luke takes the approach of historian, giving a history, lesson, and naming in history where Jesus, comes into the picture, and that's why Jesus, is the Son of God. Then you have John that really gives a creation story, saying that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God. It's an account of naming theologically why Jesus is the Son of God. Mark takes an approach from the movie Mulan and gets down to business, so to speak, right there. And so we have this reading starting in Mark in chapter 1, at verse 1, going through verse 8. And it really focuses a bit more on Jesus' predecessor, John the Baptist. So hear these words from the gospel. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about John the Baptist, I see this image here given to us in Scripture of a person who is a bit odd. It states, that he ate, locusts and honey. The honey part, I can get right behind that. The locusts, not so much. When I have seen a locust, my first thought is, I'm not hungry anymore when I see that. And then he also wore camel's hair. I mean, you look at a picture of a camel or you see a camel. We had a camel here in worship today. And my first thought is, I like to wear that fur. I just don't have that feeling. But John the Baptist was a bit different. He wore that camel's hair and he had that belt, to make his garment, a very simple garment. And then you couple that with he was out in the wilderness. He was proclaiming this message of the Messiah coming. And then he was baptizing people in the Jordan River. And people were listening to this message. And John was playing, his part in paving the way for Christ, for the coming of the Christ child. Now, when we look at John's message, it's a message, calling, repentance for the forgiveness of sins. It's a message that when we hear this, we may, have mixed emotions when we hear the word repentance. I grew up, at the edge of the Bible Belt, so I remember, some of my Baptist friends and Pentecostal friends, and they would invite me to a revival, hearing that word repentance given in a very strong, heartfelt way. But I had a feeling about that I'll admit kind of made me a little uneasy, uncertain. But when we hear this from John, we see this call for repentance given in this baptism, but a proclamation of the forgiveness of sins. The baptism that John was sharing was not one, an act that was simply a simple initiation ritual by any means. But rather, it was an outward sign of what was taking place on the inside. And when we baptize folks today, that's why we do that, to mark the change that is taking place on the inside. The grace that is taking hold. call for repentance, even though we may have different feelings about it, we may struggle with that word. And it's not even so much the act of repentance itself, it's that repentance points backward to an event, a moment that we may not be proud of, a moment that we may not be comfortable with, a moment in which we were vulnerable, a moment where perhaps we sinned or experienced brokenness. And it can be hard naming that. It can be hard expressing that. But I believe that when we get stuck just in that moment right there, that we've kind of missed the mark. Instead, John here, and even the gospel itself, calls us forward away from that moment and into the forgiveness that we receive from God, the grace that we have received without price, the life that comes from Christ Jesus. I believe it's a part of our human nature that we want to get stuck on the wrong moment or on the sin or on the brokenness. But our God calls us away from that and into the new life, the new beginning, the grace. And I believe that is a message that John the Baptist was sharing, paving the way for Christ and the message that Christ came to share with us. Repentance is difficult. I know with people close to me, when I have to admit something I have done wrong or something I'm not proud of, it is not easy, especially when I have to do that with my wife. It's difficult even naming that because it's vulnerable. I love my wife. I value her. She is my partner in this life. And so when I have to confess something I have done wrong to her, it is not easy. And I believe for all of us, when we have to do that, with our spouse, with our family members, our neighbor, a friend, or whoever it may be, let alone with the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, it can be difficult and vulnerable. But I believe, brothers and sisters, we're called to live into that grace. Repentance is not about what happened in the past. It's not about that sin. Instead, it's about us being open to God transforming us, calling us forward, away from the brokenness and the sin, and into the new life from Christ. Brothers and sisters, as we go through the season of Advent, as we go towards the moment in which our children shared with us today, of the birth of Christ, of that mysterious animal appearing there in the manger, I believe we are called to repent, to move away from the things that keep us separated from our God, that keep us separated from the people whom we love, from our families, from our friends, our neighbors, to move away from those things and move forward into the new life that our Christ brings to us. A new beginning, a fresh start. So in this season, let us prepare our hearts. Let us open our minds and open ourselves fully to the grace shared by our God through Christ Jesus, now and for all of our days. Amen.